Along with Tom Croft and Tom, fantastic hard-fought battle for the Tigers today, fighting back from 16-7 to get what is such a key win, isn't it?
It was. I think it was today was do or die. You either win today and keep the Heineken Cup alive, or you lose, and that's the Heineken Cup done for us. But it was a tough game. It was very similar to the game last week in terms of at the half-time point. But I think we learnt from our lessons from last week and really turned the game around. Disappointing that they got that extra bonus point, but first and foremost, we got the win. That was most important.
I think that's 8 wins out of 9 now in all competitions, isn't it? And just the passion of the team, of the fans, obviously, but just the belief as well in that second half. It must mean a lot moving forward.
It does. The reaction to for the boys after the game, obviously, were very subdued because obviously they got the bonus point. Boys were generally knackered. It's been a very, very hard 2 weeks. It's been a hard month, to be fair, with Gloucester, Northampton, and 2 Clermonts. That's a tough month, but also you can put your feet up for the day and a half of Christmas and then get back into the Aviva Premiership. So, it's been hard fought, but I think we can take massive positives out of the last month.
Definitely. Obviously, big win for Ulster as well. So just looking at Pool 4 heading into January, 3 teams with so much at stake, it's going to be a compelling last couple of group stage rounds, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely massive, I think, In terms of us, since we've returned back from the Heineken Cup, it's been we must win every game. Nothing's changed there. We still must win every single game. Obviously, a tough game against Ulster away at theirs, and they're only back here. So, it's all to play for still. We win our games, we go through, and that's all we're focusing on.
Just a good festive Aviva Premiership programme to look forward to. Obviously, Worcester Warriors next step away just after Christmas. New Year's Day game against Sale Sharks. There's some good ones for everyone to get stuck into.
Yeah, it was, again, a very, very tough festive period. Obviously, the boys will be at home on the Christmas Day, back in on Boxing Day. And like I say, a tough game away at Worcester. It seems to be quite a hard place to go and play at the moment. And with a quick turnaround, we're sailing back here. So, it's an exciting time. Obviously, Leicester have always historically been very good over the festive period. And, these are the games we must win because it's these sort of games which can turn the season around for you.
Definitely. If we can just take a slightly broader look now, Tom, at just the year as a whole, I suppose, first of all, for you, the World Cup, and obviously now back with Leicester and building forward to a new international regime with Stuart Lancaster for the Six Nations. What are your kind of just emotions as we look ahead to 2012?
It's been an up and down year, obviously, results with the World Cup. In terms of Leicester, I think it's been a massive positive, the fact that we have won, out of the last 9, pulled ourselves back out of the hole in the Premiership, going well in the Heineken Cup. And so, things on the whole going well there. Just need to see the year out with Worcester and Sale at the end of it. In terms of England, it's, you've got a bit of a fresh start come the new year, but, that sort of thing we'll talk about when we actually get there. At the moment, it's less of time, and that's, most important.